Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi there, welcome to a brand new edition of Clan Chat from Glasgow Clan, and we join you in the middle of a busy old week. The team are playing three games over the course of 4 days, so we've taken some time out to bring you up to speed with what's been going on. I'm Craig Anderson, and we've got old faces and familiar faces, a new face, and one used to staring down penalties. The build-up to Matt Hayward's testimonial continues with two more guys coming back to take part in the game on Tuesday the 4th of February, and we hear from Matt's brother Lee, who tells us he's facing a race against time to be fit for the game. Plus, we chat to Alex Levitt, still on cloud nine after the birth of his new daughter, and he digs the dirt on his beef with Scott Pitt. All will be revealed. Netminder Patrick Killeen looks back in his experience as a football goalkeeper when he visited Firhill Stadium on Saturday during Partick Thistle's game with Dundee United, as well as give some reflection on the weekend. And we've also got a new face as new signing Marcus Johnson joins us to discuss his move to the club in this Clan Chat exclusive. And we'll shoehorn some reaction to the semi-final first leg of the Challenge Cup tie with Sheffield Steelers on Wednesday night. All that after we get a Clan Conundrum. This is Clan Chat.
Hey, Purple Army, Fitzy here. Welcome to the podcast. Enjoy.
It may be a busy show this week, but we've always got time for a Clan Conundrum, and with Belfast Giants coming to see us on Saturday, we've decided to base our question around that. Craig Peacock played for the Giants until 2016 before making the move to Glasgow. How many of that team from that year are still at Belfast? We'll give you Adam Keefe for a starter, as he's now the coach, but how many other players are still playing at the club? We'll bring you the answer at the end of the show.
I'm Nolan Laporte, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
We'll quickly round up the two games from the weekend when Glasgow Clan began their weekend on Friday with a visit from Coventry Blaze and looking for their first win against them of the season. It finally came in a game that seemed to get better as it went on, and the finish was dramatic as the Clan player showed great character to come from 2-1 down to win 3-2 in overtime. Dylan Lawrence scored first after 7 minutes as the Blaze took the lead, but that was cancelled out by Mikael Lidhammer just after the half-hour mark, and the game was finally poised. Coventry restored their lead with 4 seconds to go of the middle period as Justin Hamonic put them ahead, but the drama came much later on. A cracker of a shot from Matt Becker arrowed into the Coventry net on the power play with 3 minutes to go, tying the game up, taking all the way to overtime, where Travis Earhart was on target and the points were assured. After a day off on Saturday, Clan hit the road on Sunday, heading to Sheffield Steelers for the last league meeting of the season between the clubs and their fourth meeting inside 3 weeks. The league leaders went ahead inside the opening 5 minutes through Jonathan Phillips with a short-handed goal, but Clan hit back as Scott Tansky and Mathieu Roy struck to put Zach Fitzgerald's side 2-1 up by the end of the first. Jordan Haywood added a third early in the second as Glasgow looked to assert themselves on the game, but like last week, another 3-1 lead slipped away. Tanner Eberle, Lucas Sandstrom and former Clan forward Brendan Connolly put Steelers 4-3 in front, and when further goals came from Michael Davis, Marc-Olivier Valeran and another from Connolly, it sealed what turned into another frustrating night on the road for the Clan. Now on to the Challenge Cup semi-finals.
Hi, this is Mathieu Roy. You're listening to Clan Chat.
Matt Hayward's testimonial is only 3 weeks away now, and we're still playing catch-up with some of the announcements made over the Christmas period. This week we've got two more lined up as we chatted to former Clan forward Alex Levitt and Matt's brother Lee about their appearance at the event coming soon. We'll hear from Alex in a little bit, but for the first time we hear from Lee, who himself plays for Hull Pirates in the NIHL National League, and he's the one player not coming back from Matt's game because he never actually played for the Clan. Lee spoke to us earlier this week about life with his brother, any rivalry between the pair, his own race against time to be fit, but firstly, he revealed he's excited to be making his debut at Brayhead Arena as a player.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I mean, it'd be good to see Matt for a little bit. I haven't seen him for a while now, so even just to play with him, I haven't played with him for obviously 10 years, so I'm looking forward to coming up, and obviously I've been to see games with Matt up there and experience like the Purple Army and stuff, and then heard great things about him through Twitter and obviously what Matt said, so just to play there would be quite a cool experience.
Take me back 10 years when Matt was telling you he was moving to what was Brayhead Clan at the time, a brand new club, you know, nobody knew anything about it. What was your reaction? Can you remember?
Yeah, I can actually. I can remember him ringing to say, I think I was in Sheffield at the time, and I know he was looking at, he's obviously played a year at EPL and he'd had quite a breakthrough year, especially for his first year there. So he was looking at several options. I don't know if it was in Sheffield, or I know he was looking at Slough with Pete Russell. And then I don't think he had any intention of going Elite League. Obviously, he'd been away with Corey Nielsen and stuff in the summers to Canada just as a development thing. But yeah, I can remember him ringing and saying he'd been offered this opportunity and stuff. And yeah, I think it'd been stupid to turn it down. I think especially with it being a brand new team and stuff, he didn't really have any Brits there to overturn like if he'd have gone to an existing team. So I think it worked out well for him, yeah.
And he's settled in here. He's pretty much in with the furniture now, as we say up here as well. Have you been surprised at how much he's developed and matured over the years as his Elite League career took off?
Yeah, definitely, and especially how quick it was as well. I know the first few years and stuff, he got more ice time than he thought, and I think especially after a few years, he matured really fast. And I think I don't know whether it's just the type of person he is. Really, I think he listens to a lot of what. Not necessarily his coaches and stuff, but his elder players. You saw it in his first year in Sheffield and stuff. He'd listen to your more experienced players, like we had Dowdy and stuff from Sheffield who were there. He's always listening and learning, so it doesn't surprise me, no.
One thing I've always asked that the guys I've spoke to while doing this all the way through the process is I've always asked them their first impressions of Matt. Now, it's a bit strange asking you that question, given you're his older brother. But when he decided that he wanted to play ice hockey, you know, I assume you'd already tread that path a little bit ahead of him. How encouraging, how supportive were you in helping him do that?
To be honest, we started at the same time. And I think he might have made a team before I did, so it might have been a bit roles reversed. But I obviously, just being his brother and stuff and being that age, I was there at every game of his. If I didn't have a game or whatever, and supporting him, doing anything I could to help, and I've always been proud of what he's done. So, yeah, always from a young age, it's just been the same.
Was there always a bit of a sibling rivalry between you? Were you always trying to outdo each other?
I'd like to say yeah, but I think I lost every time, so not as much. Like a lot of brothers and stuff say they always fought and stuff, but we've always got on. Obviously it's nice when you have that bit of competition amongst each other, but we always want to see each other do well. So,
and of course your brother's played with quite a variety of different guys through the years. What have you made of the roster, the guys that he's bringing back for this what's going to be a fantastic night when it comes round?
Yeah, I think he's done really well. I think, obviously, I don't know most of the guys. I know a couple of them, but I think he's done really well. And I know he's brought back people that, when I've spoken to him over the years, that he's really got along with and had good times with, really, and spent a lot of his time with. So and they just happen to be fan favourites as well. So I think he's doing well on that front.
And as for the night itself, you're going to be lacing up with these guys. What's it going to be like for you to be playing in that arena atmosphere? You said you've been in Saw games. I imagine it's going to be very different actually skating out there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it'd be different just to be on the ice with some of them guys. I mean, there's a few players that have played NHL and stuff, so even just in a game like that, just to see them and be there firsthand, really, and then share the experience with Matt, really, that's what I'm looking forward to, seeing just how appreciated he is and stuff up there.
Now, going by what you've said to me already, I think I know what the answer's going to be. It's a bit of a cheeky question, but between you and Eileen, who's the better brother? Who's the better player? Come on.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I've not really played or anything with him for 10 years ever, so always through growing up and stuff, we were playing out in the back. It was always, it was close, but he said in his speech that he did at my wedding recently that he always won every game, so I let him think that just for this one event.
Now, as I said, you yourself, you play, of course, you're with the Hull Pirates this year. How much are you enjoying this year? I think you told me previously you've been injured recently as well. You must be dying to get back and get yourself ready, at least for this game next month.
Yeah, that's it. I've not skated for 6 weeks now. I torn my MCL in my knee, so it's been a race against time to get fit. But yeah, I should be back skating this week or next week. So it's been good. I've enjoyed it this season. I mean, we had a successful year last year. We won three trophies, but obviously with the new league and stuff, we found it a bit tougher this year. But it's been good fun. I mean, we have a good team there and a lot of lads that just like know what they're doing and have a bit of a laugh with it and stuff. So yeah, it's good.
Now, the one question I like to ask everybody I speak to when I do this is, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of the name Matt Haywood? Now, you're his brother. I imagine your answer will be quite different. So what is the first thing that comes to mind when you think of your brother?
Just proud, really. I think, obviously, because I've known him and what he's been through and grown up doing and how much he wanted to do this. And I know once he went somewhere and settled, he'll have been there for a long time. So, yeah, just proud of what he's done and being able to play, even just in the Elite League for 10 years, never mind, for one club and, like, play 500-plus games. Yeah, it's just, I'd say proud, really, in that I can call him my brother.
Hi, I'm Lyndon Springer, and you're listening to The Clan Chat.
That was the voice of Lee Haywood, brother of our own captain Matt, who'll be taking part in the big testimonial in a few weeks. Still to come, Alex Levitt, who's also returning in a few weeks' time, new signing Marcus Johnson, plus some reaction from Wednesday's Challenge Cup semi-final first leg with the Sheffield Steelers. But first, we go to the current team, and after playing games on Friday and Sunday, what do some people like to do on a Saturday? Well, some go to the football and take in a game. And that's exactly what some of the Glasgow Clan boys did on Saturday when they ventured to Firhill Stadium, home of Partick Thistle, to see them take on Dundee United in a championship clash. That wasn't the only reason they went. Netminder Patrick Killeen was trying his hand, get it, at being a football goalkeeper, facing three shots from Thistle players and seeing what he could do between the sticks. Now, you recall Thistle keeper Jamie Sneddon did the same thing last month during a period break in Clan's Challenge Cup quarter-final win over Dundee Stars, and not only did he have to contend with pucks flying at him, he had skating to deal with as well. Now, it was Patrick's turn, and I spoke to him about it earlier this week, and I asked him how much he enjoyed his first taste of being a soccer player.
I thought it was great. It was pretty cold, pretty windy, a little bit of rain, but I had a pretty good-looking kit supplied to me by the team. Almost looked like I knew what I was doing, in terms of looks at least. Obviously it's a little difficult to get out there and make those saves when you have no experience, but at the very least I thought I put a good effort in and I had a lot of fun.
And you can say that because one of the Partick guys missed their shot, you effectively won in the battle of the goalies.
I don't know if that had anything to do with me. I thought maybe he was trying to be a little cheeky and then, hit the crossbar there. But either way, I think, I didn't fall over and one of them didn't go in. So I guess we'll take the win on that.
I think you have a bit of an advantage on that one, the fact that you were on sort of firm ground, whereas Jamie, who did the goalie thing for the Clan the other week there, hadn't skated in a few years. A bit of an advantage from your point of view?
I think it's a pretty big advantage, with the fact that he doesn't know how to skate and I have a pretty good grasp on walking. So it was definitely a bit of an advantage.
So what was it like when this was put to you as an idea? Obviously, the two clubs have come together to as a partnership and they're promoting each other in a way. How was it put to you, the fact that you'd be doing this?
I mean, it was just run by me at the start of the year. I think it was the first week or two that I arrived here. They said it might be a possibility and it's something they've been trying to put together for a while, and I just said I would be absolutely down to do that. It sounds like a great time and a new experience and something that would be a lot of fun and bring a lot of awareness to both Partick Thistle and our team as well, and it's good for the community and it's good for everyone. So I was excited to do it right from the start. I didn't hear much about it for a little while, but then Jerry came to me and told me it was done and just where I needed to be and when I needed to be there and did the press stuff and got me all kitted out and it was perfect. So it was a great experience.
Are you much of a football fan? Is it a sport you follow?
I watch the World Cup and I pay attention to it a little bit, but not too much. I'm slowly getting into it, but there's not a whole lot of access to it back home in Canada when I was growing up. It's just starting to kind of take a little bit of a foothold in terms of TV time and highlights and stuff like that back in Canada. So I'll be following it from now on. It's definitely an excellent sport.
And of course, I'm thinking back as well. You played in Italy for a few years. They're absolutely mad about it as well. Was it not something that appealed to you when you lived out there?
Yeah, I like to follow it with the guys on my team, the Italian league especially. I was lucky enough to go to an Inter versus Milan game my last year in Italy, and it was a pretty amazing experience as well. So, you know, obviously the importance that football has, it's the most popular sport worldwide. So it's another reason for that. So I think now I'll be paying a little more attention to it.
But a great day had by all at Fir Hill. I saw the result there, Dundee United winning by 4-1, but a good day for everybody.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was disappointed that Partick Thistle just wouldn't get the win, but it happens, and it was a good experience for everyone, and some of the guys got to go there and experience there with me, and it was good.
Excellent. So let's talk about the Clan team right now. A bit of a mixed weekend in terms of results. We'll go back to Friday, the game against Coventry. A hard-fought game, but a worthy couple of points in the end. I thought Clan put in a lot of effort. How was the game from your point of view?
I thought the game against Coventry was probably one of our best ones of the whole season. I don't think anyone liked our first period. We came in and had a talk. And then I think our second period, we took it to them. It was pretty even in the second, but I think we had the edge. And then in the third, obviously, we played desperate hockey. And I think we outplayed them a lot in the third period. Overtime was great. And obviously, Travis was able to finish with a pretty perfect shot. But that was, a good game for us. One of our best of the year and a huge win.
And of course, it was on to Sheffield on Sunday to cap off what had been a busy weekend. Disappointing one, but is there anything you can take from the performance in Sheffield?
It's a frustrating one. We see that trend happening a lot. I don't even know what to say about it. It was embarrassing and not a good experience for anyone. It was just not a fun game to be a part of, and I don't really see how to why that happened, but obviously we're going to work on it.
Absolutely, and the right time to do it is this week. 3 games in 4 days coming up, a bit of a tough ask in terms of a schedule. How do you reach in the focus and get back into what is going to be a busy few days coming up?
Yeah, our schedule is going to be difficult coming up, but that's good. Maybe it takes the mental side out of it for us. Maybe we just can go back to basics and go back to instinct. Big game on Wednesday here, and maybe a chance to give it back to Sheffield after they've been feeding us our lunch for the past couple games. And then some big season games coming up too against good teams. But, the rest of January is going to be difficult physically and it'll be difficult mentally. But, in those kinds of things, it's good. Get away from maybe holding our sticks a little too tight, getting away from making those mistakes we've been making, just go back to basics, simple hockey, and hopefully have some success there.
You mentioned the disappointment about the game on Sunday, but is there a feeling that the team are coming together, that you're starting to find that form a little bit more now that you've got some guys back from injury?
Yeah, I think it's big to have a full squad, and we had some success in the past couple of games, Fife and Coventry and stuff. It doesn't make Sunday sting any less. I think everyone would agree, as harsh as it is, that's a 2 or 3 steps backwards from where we were going in terms of playing as a team, in terms of playing defense, in terms of offense, everything, penalty killing. It wasn't a great game, but it happens, and we can't get negative about it. At the end of the day, just when you think you have hockey figured out, sometimes it turns around and humbles you a bit. So we just got to keep going and go to practice tomorrow, work hard, and go into Wednesday with as good of an attitude as we can have.
Now, as I speak to you, the game on Wednesday hasn't happened yet. I think that the people will know the result of this by the time it does go out. But it's a big game. How important, how different will it be, considering it's a cup game compared to, obviously, the previous meetings have all been in the league? Will there be a difference?
I don't think so. I think when you play Sheffield, you want to win. I think when you want to play any team, you want to win. And the regular season games are important. The Challenge Cup games are important. It's January. There's no meaningless games anymore. We need to have success. We need to win as many as we can. So, you maybe get a little bit of an extra edge, knowing that it can get us on to the finals. We can do something, win a trophy. But at the end of the day, there's no days off anymore. We need to win as many games as we can.
Hey, Clan fans, Craig Moore here, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Netminder Patrick Killeen on his debut as a Partick Thistle goalie. We'll return to the Matt Heywood testimonial now and speak to the second player we're getting back on this week, and it's Alex Levitt, who played for the club between 2015 and 2017, and he was another announced as coming during the festive break. You'll also recall the video he made where he was looking forward to getting into it with Scott Pitt. Some rivalry there. But I spoke with Alex about the game and his beef with Pitty, but his new year was made even better when wife Lindsay gave birth to their daughter, Mallory May Levitt. So I put hockey talk aside and asked how the new addition to the Levitt family was getting on.
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. A new baby came in a few days ago, and her name is Mallory. And so Leo is super excited to have a baby sister. I'm sure a few of the Clan fans can remember Leo from coming to all the games. So he's been super excited, and he's been a great little big brother so far. So, yeah, it's everything's great. Mom's healthy, baby's healthy. I'm sure anyone who's ever had kids knows how much of a wild ride that is, but everyone's safe and everyone's happy. So it's my own little clan. It's grown by one.
Excellent. Fantastic news. Well, congratulations on that. But of course, we're looking forward to seeing you again next month. You're coming back for Matt Heywood's testimonial. How excited are you for that one?
I honestly can't put into words like how excited I am for this. You know, like, honestly, I've been talking to Matt about this for, I feel like, for 3 years, kind of like when I knew I was retiring and leaving the clan, and, you know, I think Matt had played, you know, 6 or 7 years, and I told him, you know, I was like, man, if you ever have the opportunity for a testimonial, I would just, you know, love to come back and celebrate you and to see all the fans and see all the guys. And so, yeah, I've been kind of in constant kind of contact with him for the last few years, and as it became more of a reality, especially last year with him obviously re-signing and staying on the club, yeah, I've had this date circled for a long time, so I am really, really excited to come back and see a lot of the guys, and obviously just to celebrate Matt, one of the, you know, best teammates I ever had. So this really could not be happening to a better guy.
Excellent. Now, you first came to the clan a few years ago now, 2015, I think it was, you first arrived here. Tell us how your friendship with Matt blossomed from that first meeting to, obviously, the way it's at now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every team's different. Some teams, you kind of, it's business-like, and you kind of show up at the arena, and you kind of do your thing, and maybe you don't hang out too much outside the arena, and that's just the way some teams are, and then some teams are super close, and you do a lot of stuff away from the rink together, and everyone gets on real good, and I was really fortunate with the 2 seasons I played at the clan to play with a lot of awesome people and guys that I've stayed in contact with and guys that I got real close with. And, you know, Matty was obviously one of those guys. He, obviously being a guy from the UK and a local, he was always there to help us with any kind of, advice we needed transitioning, just living in the UK. And, you know, he constantly was, you know, helping me with kind of getting our family set up there and stuff like that. So just little things like that, you know, teammates don't have to do, but they're really special kind of good ones go out of their way and make an effort. And a guy like, you know, Matty was always doing that for all of us in Port. So, you know, I couldn't feel, you know, any better about coming back to support him and to acknowledge, you know, his great run with the clan. So, like I said before earlier, this couldn't happen to a better guy. This is he's a perfect ambassador. Ambassador for the clan, and you know, awesome to see that he's captain this year as well.
Now, you've talked so highly about Matt Heywood and the friendship you have. What's the deal with you and Scott Pitt?
That's just me being an idiot as usual. Scott Pitt, again, one of my all-time favorite teammates. I guess the joke there is that, you know, Scott really is the nicest guy. You know, very similar to Matty Heywood, you know. You know, Pitter is really one of the nicest guys and one of the best teammates I had, and I just figured it might be funny if I called out maybe the nicest human being on planet Earth and made a few jokes. But no, obviously super excited to see Pitter, just a lovely guy, and can't wait to kind of meet his little one as well. I never got a chance to meet them, so you know, just really excited to get back to see all the guys that I played with, and Scott Pitt obviously very high on that list.
And of course, there's a lot of guys that you played with, but there's a lot of guys you haven't played with, but that are sort of embedded into clan history as well. How exciting is it for you to meet these guys as well, these names that you've maybe heard by reputation alone?
Yeah, for sure. I've obviously taken a look at the list of players coming back, and obviously a bunch of names I recognize from either playing against or just kind of, just know. I mean, the hockey world is such a small little tight community, kind of
recognize names and get to see, you know, people where they play and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's going to be great to meet some of the old kind of guys that came before us and kind of got the ball rolling with the Clan. And, you know, obviously it really built it into one of the stronger, better sides in the UK. So, no, I can't tell you how excited I am to come back for this. It's really just it's like Christmas and my birthday all wrapped up into one.
Of course, and with a new baby girl as well, it's made things even more better for you. I want to ask you about your 2 years at the Clan, of course. You've talked about the great time you had here, and it was your last 2 years in professional hockey as well. What kind of moments stand out for you from those 2 years when you played with the club?
Funny enough, the one moment that really stands out to me the most is probably the first few games I played with the Clan when we played in the Champions League. That was just so amazing to be really playing against the best sides from Europe and really kind of, you know, holding our own. I know, unfortunately, we had the one game in Sweden where we kind of got blown out. But, man, the rest of those games, we were right in those games, obviously winning against Ingolstadt, one of the big powerhouse teams from Germany, showing that the UK was, you know, it's a really competitive, solid hockey league. And so, you know, those first few games playing the Champions League, those always kind of stuck with me as kind of big moments for the team and for the league. And it was just such a strong kind of welcoming to playing hockey in the UK. You know, you go in with kind of no real expectation. You're not really too sure what type of, you know, level it's going to be. And, man, I was just so surprised at the skill level and level of play and how strong it was. And I just imagine even a few years now, I'm sure it's gotten even better every year. So I think the UK is obviously closing the gap every year with how strong the hockey is. It's just a great thing for the growth of it.
So do you still keep in touch with the club and what's been happening around the place? Is that something you do quite regularly?
I keep track with the guys mostly. I haven't really kept in touch with you know, anyone from the management or office side, but I, you know, obviously staying in touch with Matty Haywood and Pitter, and, you know, even staying in touch with some of the old players, Keith Ermeisey, you know, I know he's not there anymore, but I still keep in touch with Finner quite a bit, and it's going to be awesome to see Ryan, you know, one of the better coaches I ever played for, and a big reason why my 2 years at the Clan were so fun and were a pretty good personal success was playing for Ryan. So going to be great to see him and see the rest of the guys. But, yeah, no, I'll obviously still follow the club, you know, check on Twitter and online all the time, and, you know, always pulling for the team and hoping for the best for them.
So it's been nearly 3 years since you hung up your skates and walked away from the sport, your playing days you ended. What have you been doing in that time since we last saw you?
Yeah, just kind of got back to Texas, and the plan that we kind of foresaw has really come to fruition. You know, my wife and I started a little real estate company, and we've been kind of flipping homes and kind of doing a lot of things in the real estate world. We're getting into commercial real estate in the new year, and we have a number of properties that we own ourselves, and we've been managing those and stuff like that. So just kind of getting into real estate full blast. You know, it's something that, you know, I was doing kind of on the side when I was a hockey player, but now that obviously hockey is no longer kind of a major part of our life, just really gone full force into that. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunity in the Houston area in Texas, and we're slowly but surely kind of growing and learning, and it's been a real kind of fun kind of thing, kind of owning your own business and being in charge and doing that side of it. So, you know, I think 2020 is going to be, you know, a big year for us and the growth of our business, and it's a really exciting time in our house.
Excellent. And so to finish up, I just want to ask you about one thing that stands out about Matt Haywood whenever you think of him or hear his name. What's the one thing that comes to mind whenever you hear about him?
When I hear about Matt Haywood?
Yeah.
I mean, when I think of Matt Haywood, I just think of rock solid, you know, just the guy that you need on your team to win championships. You need those players that are ready to play every single night. You need those guys that you just know are going to bring the same effort every single night. And especially as a coach, if you can count on that effort and that consistency, it's just something you don't have to worry about. And as a fellow player, you know, I try to pride myself on being ready to go, you know, every night. And when I think of Matt Haywood, I just think of a guy who was just rock solid and just always doing his job and taking care of his responsibilities. And, you know, that's from a playing stand side. But from a personal standpoint, I just think of, you know, Matty is just a great person, you know, all around, and probably, you know, obviously a great husband. I'm sure he's a fantastic father. I can't wait to meet his little one. And just an all-around, you know, special person. You know, like I said numerous times during this interview, just this could not be happening to a better guy. I really hope that, you know, all the fans come out and we have a packed building and Matt, you know, gets the proper recognition that he deserves for this. 10 years at one club in modern-day sports, I just, to me, that's just really, truly incredible. So it's a really special thing. Show his commitment to the team, and I really just hope it's a special evening, and I'm sure it will be.
I'm Nolan Laporte, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Former Clan forward Alex Levitt looking forward to coming back to Glasgow in early February. Speaking of people arriving, the club announced the signing of Swedish winger Marcus Johnson earlier this week, giving coach Zach Fitzgerald some much-needed options for his team as we get to the final couple of months of the season. Marcus joins us from Swedish third-tier side Teg, the side he played at as a young player coming through, and in a campaign where he scored 5 and assisted in 7 in his 10 games so far. That's 12 points in total for those reaching for the calculator. It's a first move for him outside of Sweden, and he brings almost 500 games of experience in the Allsvenskan, that's the second tier in Sweden. And as we record, it's unclear whether Marcus will have clearance to play in the Challenge Cup semi-final on Wednesday, or even the league game at Nottingham Panthers on Thursday. But I started by welcoming him to the club and asked him to describe what the last few days have been like as he gets ready to make his way to Scotland.
Thank you, first of all. Yeah, it's been quite good days in the past days. I've been waiting for Glasgow to like call me back, and when they did, it was nothing to wait for. I'm glad to get this opportunity, so I'm looking forward to it.
And how much are you looking forward to testing yourself in the Elite League as well? What do you know of it also?
I have a couple of friends who have been playing in the league. They have only good things to tell me about the league, the fans, and the hockey there. So it's, yeah, like I said, I'm just looking forward to be a part of it.
Now, you spent the season so far playing with the team Teg, who are in the third tier of Swedish hockey. What was that like for you this year?
It's been fun. It's my youth club, so just being a part of that again, it's fun. I've been working and selling cars now also, so beside that, to play hockey for my former team who I grew up with is just being fun, so it's been perfect for me.
So how come a move to Europe, a move to the UK is one that suits you now? What is it that attracted you to come here?
It's like a new adventure for me. I've been playing 9 years professionally here in Sweden, so that's what I'm looking for, an adventure and like see other places and not another type of hockey. So it's a lot of things that want me to get older.
Now, for the fans, what type of player will we get from you? What's your game? What do you bring to the team?
I try to play with high speed and high intensity. Like to hit. Have a pretty good shot, so I hope to be able to use that, and always play with my heart, so I hope the fans will see that.
And Zach Fitzgerald, the coach, how much are you looking forward to working alongside him?
I've been talking with Lidhammer, and he only have good things to say about Zach, and I talked to him on the phone a couple of times, and seems like a great guy, and I'm looking forward to work with him and the team as well.
Now, as I speak to you, it's Tuesday night, you're still packing to make your move to Scotland. We're hoping to have you in place in the next day or two. It's quite a busy week ahead. How excited are you to just get on the ice and get playing again?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Like you said, it's been quite busy this day, and tomorrow the plane goes 6:30 here from Sweden, so it's going to be a long day, but I'm excited and I'm ready to go.
And we're still waiting on clearance on whether or not you can play in the Challenge Cup game on Wednesday. Is that something you're looking forward to if you get the chance?
If I get the chance, I will be ready to play, and of course I want to do that, and it's a home game, and it will be the first one for me. It's a semi-final, and that's the games that you want to play, so I really want to play.
I'm Craig Peacock, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
New Clan winger Marcus Johnson speaking exclusively to Clan Chat about his move to the club. As we explained at the top, we're in the middle of a stretch of 3 games in 4 days, so we'll round up what happened in the games against Nottingham Panthers and Belfast Giants in next week's show. For now, we'll recap what's just happened here at Brayhead Arena after Sheffield Steelers took a 5-1 win from the first leg in this Challenge Cup semi-final. Marc-Olivier Valerand opened the scoring early in the second period for the Steelers, but that was quickly cancelled out by Mikael Lidhammer for the Clan with a close-range effort. Steelers kicked on in the third as Tanner Eberle netted twice in the space of a couple of minutes, with John Armstrong and Lucas Sandstrom adding to the tally and giving Aaron Fox's side the advantage ahead of the second leg in a couple of weeks. Here's what coach Zach Fitzgerald made of the game.
Well, I thought our first two periods were good. You know, 40 minutes of good, strong hockey, lots of chances. Defending well when we got into our D zone. Thought, you know, there was a lot of positives there. You know, our, you know, a new guy coming in blocks a couple shots. You know, he gets, you know, earns some respect from his teammates there. And, you know, the ice may have been a little bit of an issue in the first period. You know, it just wasn't sliding quite right. And, you know, guys make a couple really nice plays that, you know, maybe I'm not going to blame it on the ice, but, you know, the puck bobbles a little bit, and unfortunately we can't get that scoring chance.
But again, a third period again, and the Steelers take it on. Where does this leave the Clan at this point with this tie in the balance?
Well, I mean, we should be hurt by this one. You know, you got to take it on the chin. It's, you know, we let ourselves down again, I think. You know, I'm trying to find as much positive as I can, and 40 minutes of it is, but it's not enough. It's not enough to just play 40 minutes of a game against an offensive threatening team like that. You know, we got a lot of work to do. You know, we know what's in front of us, and, you know, I continue to say it in my interviews, crazier things have happened, but, you know, we have to create the chances, and we have to bring the right attitude to get there.
It's a big week as well. You go to Nottingham tomorrow as we speak. You go to Belfast on Saturday as well. As weeks go, this is a big one.
Yeah, the games are coming heavy and strong. January month is insane with, you know, the Challenge Cup semi games. I think, you know, going forward next season, I think there needs to be a conversation about, you know, making time for these games, because when you throw them into an already crazy schedule, I mean, we play 3 games in 3 nights before the second leg. Like, you know, that's hard. You know, it's, you know, we should be finding time for these games, because you can't just mix them into a league schedule that's already tough. So, you know, you add 2 more games on in January, and it's grinding, man. You know, and there's not just players just to be called up left, right, and center. You get injuries, you get guys tired, and it's hard, you know. So we just chug through it.
You mentioned Marcus Johnson, your new signing, and your comments there. He's had quite a day of it. How pleased were you with the way he took to the Elite League here tonight?
I thought he was excellent tonight. You know, that line, they're working hard. They created chances. They got in on the forecheck. They're fast. He blocks a couple of big shots, earns his teammates respect there right off the bat. I think that's a great way to do it. And it just shows you the type of game that he can play. You know, he even creates a few really nice plays. You know, I think he had actually a couple shots as well. So overall, very happy with him.
Hello, it's Jordan McLaughlin here, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Well, that's me back from Brayhead Arena, and that was the voice of head coach Zach Fitzgerald giving his post-game reaction to Wednesday's Challenge Cup semi-final first leg with the Sheffield Steelers. Just one more thing to do before we go, and that's to clear up the Clan conundrum for you this week, where we asked about Craig Peacock when he played for the Giants until 2016 before making his move to Glasgow. We wanted to know how many of the Belfast team from that year are still there. Now, we gave you Adam Keefe for a starter, as he's now the coach, of course, but there's also netminder Stephen Murphy and Andrew Dixon, as well as Mark Garside. So altogether, 4 people still at the Giants from Craig Peacock's time there. And we'll have another Clan conundrum for you next week.
Hey, this is Matt Hayward, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
That's your lot for this edition of Clan Chat, and a quick reminder to you to get your tickets for Saturday's big game against Belfast Giants. Face off at 7 p.m. Get those now at clanihc.com. Tickets are also still available and on sale for Matt Hayward's testimonial on Tuesday, the 4th of February, and you'll get those on Ticketmaster. Make sure you're going to be part of what's going to be a fantastic night. For the latest news around the club, check out the website, or if you haven't yet, don't forget to like the official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at ClanIHC. I want to extend my thanks to Lee Haywood, Patrick Killeen, Alex Levitt, Marcus Johnson and coach Zach Fitzgerald for their input this week. And of course, thanks to producer Stuart Priest for his efforts in putting all this together. Finally, my biggest thanks to you for listening and downloading, and we'll be back soon for more from around the Glasgow Clan. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and Audioboom, and please leave a review, telling us what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear more of, or want to hear less of. All feedback is welcomed. I'm Craig Anderson, we'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.